Ask Catherine. I've had several subscribers wanting to know if I had seen the story on a gentleman called Andrew Wardis. He was a gentleman who lived in the suburbs in Atlanta. He started to raise chickens and, I guess, turkeys, got into a squabble with local officials that got way out of hand, ended up basically destroying his financial situation, and he ended up burning his house down and himself in it. The story is several links, and you can see all about it on the blog. I have seen the story, obviously, and I went ahead and posted it on the blog. Who knows what the truth is? I've seen many situations like this where you get a person getting into a squabble with a set of government officials, and then things sort of turn bad and get out of hand. Who knows what the truth is here? I don't know what the truth is here, but it's certainly a terrible commentary on Roswell, Georgia, that this has happened. And you know, and it's one of those things you look at and you just roll your eyes. I do think it's very, very important to understand that we're in a process, and debasement, currency debasement, is something that causes these kinds of things. We're in a process where more and more people are going to be under pressure. You're going to get all sorts of erratic behavior. And as the cash flows recede, you're going to get tensions between things like municipal officials and citizens, and you can get battles that get out of hand. And I know because I've certainly been part of one of them. And it's very, very important in this kind of environment to keep your cool and to not let your tempers get to the point where you burn your house down and yourself in it. There's always a pathway, so let's not go to violence or suicide. I did want to mention, because I think of it sort of, I call it the tuna can problem. When you go to the store, and this is sort of my example of debasement and how it hits us all, you go to the store to buy a can of tuna fish, it costs 10% more, the size of the can has shrunk 10%, so you're getting 10% less tuna, and then there are real concerns about the environmental pollution or impact of what it is you're buying. And so you multiply that increased cost and that increased risk hundreds of times a day as you go through your life, and you start to see the debasement, the wear and tear on your time and money and sense of well-being that debasement can cause. And that's why it's I think it's unbelievably important in this day and age to find ways of diffusing the pressure. One of my favorite books is C.S. Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters, and it's a series of letters written by the devil to his agent on Earth, explaining all the different ways he wants to mess up the human beings. And it's a very short book, very easy to read. And C.S. Lewis is a wonderful writer, but it's a remarkable sort of primer on helping you remember the basic principles of how you keep your cool when you're going through the gauntlet. So I recommend it to you.